I'm now joined with Independent Councillor Cathal Boland to talk about the need for Fingal County Council to undertake a review of the road dangers on the R130, particularly at bends where HGVs come close to the other road users. Good afternoon, Cathal. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
You're very welcome. First of all, Cathal, tell us exactly where the R130 is situated and what towns and villages it links to.
It doesn't go through that many villages. It actually starts at Cool Quay and comes down the back of St Margaret's, out across the Rathbeal Road, which is the road from Swords into Ashbourne at Fieldstown East. And it runs on up then through the countryside and ultimately comes into Garrettstown. But before you get that far, there are twisty bends and, you know, poor conditions, and Fieldstown Bridge is particularly one that people complain about in terms of the sight lines and the speed of the traffic on the Ashbourne Road and so on.
Okay.
So it certainly is one that's frequently on my radar and people are talking to me about it on an ongoing basis.
Okay, do cyclists and pedestrians use the road as well?
Cyclists certainly use it. Pedestrians do so with the fear of God in their mouth, I suppose. It's a very narrow road. It's a country road, effectively. Whilst it would have been a reasonably main artery at one stage, the volume of traffic on it has increased greatly, and a large part of that is heavy goods vehicles. There are a number of businesses that have developed along the route and have contributed to heavy goods stuff coming in onto it. But equally, as we all know, lorry drivers like to, you know, get to the point on time, and I think some of them are paid on piece rate and so on, so they're anxious to get as much headroom in as possible.
Yeah, so basically the road is not wide enough to fit two HGVs, heavy goods vehicles, travelling in opposite directions. How do the drivers of those vehicles manage at present to avoid collision?
Well, this is one of the big conundrums, is how there aren't considerably more serious accidents along the road. There's one particular pinch point on the road, which is a bend, and a house is sitting on the verge. I mean, sort of the hall door is probably 10 feet from the carriageway. And they are regularly woken up with screeching brakes and so on, in terms that the truck drivers are both coming fairly heavily around the bend and meet one another and slap on the brakes. Now, the big problem with it is that whilst the two trucks getting past are difficult enough, but when you come to having things like wing mirrors and so on, then that takes another couple of inches off the width of the road and adds to the problem.
And you recently tabled a motion about this issue at a local area committee meeting. What kind of response did you receive from the council?
Well, I've had this motion down a number of times and I didn't receive what I would consider to be a very good response. Earlier in the meetings, there had been a number of motions by other councillors about other issues. And really, by the time it got to me and the spin that was being put on the answer, I described it as a load of cobblers, and that it really was just spin. There's something that needs to be done, and it's a question of a bit of determination on the part of management. Management always shies away from intruding on anybody's property because of the difficulties that CPOs can generate, and you can end up going through the mill for a long period of time. They have to go to embalming and all, and I suppose they can then be judicially reviewed. But certainly in the past, previous occasions, I've known when the Balbriggan, the M1 was being built, which was going to supersede the then Belfast Road, which went to Balbriggan. The county engineer at that stage simply went and negotiated with local farmers and managed to take, you know, a scalp of small parts of pieces of land off the ditches and so on, and really reduce the pressure on the carriageway. And something like that needs to happen.
And there was a recent road traffic accident on this road involving a heavy goods vehicle. Do you have any details on that?
Well, I have no particular details on it. I know that it happened and it was reported to the guards and the council. But there are accidents continuously waiting to happen. Speed is a big problem. I mean, that's the defence of the council, effectively. It's up to the driver to drive within the constraints of the road and take care. But there's equally an obligation on the council to ensure that there is a safe carriageway available to motorists. And that's what I'm asking them to do, is to seriously look at finding solutions. Now, after I had made my contribution to the motion, management became somewhat more receptive to looking at the problem and agreed that they would come out and meet with me on site and look at the particular pinch point. But I availed of that opportunity to equally point out to them that I had a motion down about the same road in Garristown as it passed the National School. And there were certain difficulties there at that crossroads with a large number of vehicles turning up to drop kids off and the difficulties of finding parking at turning and the poor conditions of footpaths and crossing junctions. And then further down the town at the north end, there's another crossroads and that continuously has traffic related incidents occurring, and there's a need for some element of traffic calming to be provided at that point, be it traffic lights or rumble strips or some such. And the morning I think that I had the meeting, I got a letter from the local parish council asking me to address the issue of putting in a pedestrian crossing in the centre of Garristown because they're congregation were having difficulty getting from one side of the road across to the church. So it is there are a series of problems which need to be addressed.
Would traffic calming measures be sufficient, at least in the interim, pending further improvements to the road? Would that work in any way?
Well, I think that traffic calming measures are extremely important along this road. There are stretches which, for example, coming down the main street in Garristown or entering it, there shouldn't be speeding, and we need to look at putting the speed reader signs in prominent positions to try and encourage people to deter their speeds. The part of the difficulty in terms of putting in rumble strips or platforms is that they all generate noise, and whilst you end up possibly reducing the speed, you in turn interfere with people's night sleep and so on as traffic is passing their hall door going over the bumps. So it's a difficult situation to resolve. There are things that the government could do to resolve the issue in terms of when I was a young fella, my first car didn't have seatbelts and they brought in a law that all cars had to have seatbelts and gave us X number of years to have seatbelts fitted into our cars. By the same token, most of us drive with sat-nav. And the technology is there. And my sat-nav, which I presume everybody else's does as well, it tells you what the speed limit of the road is. So if government introduced regulation that all new cars had to be fitted with a speed control system driven by the GPS, everybody would have to drive within the speed limit.
Yes, that's a very good point. Yes.
And we would be the first country in the world, I think, to introduce it. Although we have major control mechanisms within commercial vehicles where they have their tachographs and they have to be able to produce them in terms of that they stayed within the limits. But I think that the satellite element has not been explored properly by government or as enthusiastically as they might. But it is the way forward.
Absolutely. Sounds good. What's the general view of local councillors, by the way, in relation to all of this?
Well, councillors have problems within their own areas with speeding. And speeding is one of the big issues. And we're all totally exasperated by the whole thing. Government is equally speaking about bringing in a 30-mile speed limit in towns and villages. And I think that that is one of the solutions on the road to ultimately get into the sat-nav control mechanism that I spoke of.
OK, right. So, Cathal, we leave it there for today. And thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you. All the very best to you. Do take care.
Always good to chat to you. Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Likewise. Thank you. Now, that was Independent Councillor Cathal Boland talking about the need for Fingal County Council to undertake a review of the road dangers on the R130.